The Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians, shorter version. Ignatius, who is also called Theophilus, to the Church of God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is at Philadelphia, in Asia, which has obtained mercy, and is established in the harmony of God, and rejoiceth unceasingly, footnote, or inseparably, end of footnote, in the passion of our Lord, and is filled with all mercy through his resurrection, which I salute in the blood of Jesus Christ, who is our eternal and enduring joy, especially if men are in union with the bishop and the presbyters and the deacons, who have been appointed according to the mind of Jesus Christ, whom he has established in security after his own will and by his Holy Spirit. Chapter 1. Praise of the Bishop. Which bishop I know obtained the ministry which pertains to the common weal, not of himself, neither by men, nor through vain glory, but by the love of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, at whose meekness I am struck with admiration, and who by his silence is able to accomplish more than those who vainly talk. For he is in harmony with the commandments of God, even as the harp is with its strings. Wherefore my soul declares his mind towards God a happy one, knowing it to be virtuous and perfect, and that his stability as well as freedom from all anger is after the example of the infinite meekness of the living God. End of chapter 1. An Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Chapter 2, shorter version. Maintain union with the bishop. Wherefore, as children of light and truth, flee from division and wicked doctrines. But where the shepherd is, there do ye as sheep follow. For there are many wolves that appear worthy of credit, who by means of pernicious pleasure carry captives those that are running towards God, but in your unity they shall have no place. End of chapter 2. An Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Chapter 3. Avoid schematics. Keep yourself from those evil plants which Jesus Christ did not tend, because they are not the planting of the Father. Not that I have found any division among you, but exceeding purity. For as many are as are of God and of Jesus Christ are also with the bishop, and as many as shall, in the exercise of repentancy, return to the unity of the church, these two shall belong to God, that they may live according to Jesus Christ. Do not err, my brethren. If any man follows him that makes a schism in the church, he shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If anyone walks according to a strange opinion, he agrees not with the passion of Christ. Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Shorter version, chapter 4. Have but one Eucharist, etc. Take ye heed, then, to have but one Eucharist, for there is one flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, and one cup show forth the unity of his blood, one altar, as there is one bishop, along with the presbytery and deacons, my fellow servants, that so whatsoever ye do, ye may do it according to the will of God. An Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Shorter version, chapter 5. Pray for me. My brethren, I am greatly enlarged in loving you and rejoicing exceedingly over you. I seek to secure your safety. Yet it is not I, but Jesus Christ, for whose sake, being bound, I fear the more, inasmuch as I am not yet perfect. But your prayer to God shall make me perfect, that I may obtain to that portion which through mercy has been allotted me, while I flee to the gospel, as to the flesh of Jesus Christ and to the apostles, as to the presbytery of the church. And let us also love the prophets, because they too have proclaimed the gospel and placed their hope in him and waited for him, in whom also believing they were saved through union to Jesus Christ, being holy men worthy of love and admiration, having had witness borne to them by Jesus Christ, and being reckoned among with us in the gospel of the common hope. End of chapter 5. An epistle of Onesimus to the Philadelphians, chapter 6, shorter version. Do not accept Judaism. But if anyone preached the Jewish law unto you, listen not to him. Compare, footnote, John chapter 8, verse 44, end of footnote. For it is better to hearken to Christian doctrine from a man who has been circumcised than to Judaism from one uncircumcised. But if either of such persons do not speak concerning Jesus Christ, they are in my judgment but as monuments and scepters of the dead, upon which are written only the names of men. Flee therefore the wicked devices and snares of the prince of this world, lest at any time being conquered by his artifices ye grow weak in your love. But be ye all joined together with an undivided heart. But I thank my God that I have a good conscience in respect to you, and that no one has it in his power to boast, neither privily or publicly, that I have burdened any one either in much or in little. And I wish for all among whom I have spoken, that they may not possess that for a testimony against them. End of chapter 6. An epistle of Onesimus to the Philadelphians, shorter version, chapter 7. I have exhorted you to unity. For though some would have deceived me according to the flesh, yet the Spirit, as being from God, is not deceived. For it knows both whence it comes and whither it goes, and detects the secrets of the heart. For when I was among you, I cried. I spoke with a loud voice, give heed to the bishop, to the presbytery and deacons. Now, some suspected me of having spoken thus, as knowing beforehand the division caused by some among you. Footnote. Some translate, as foreseeing the division to rise among you. End of footnote. But he is my witness, for whose sake I am in bonds, that I got no intelligence from any man. Footnote. Literally, did not know from human flesh. End of footnote. But the Spirit proclaimed these words, do nothing without the bishop. Keep your bodies, footnote, literally your flesh, end of footnote, as the temples of God. Footnote. Compare 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. End of footnote. Love unity. Avoid divisions. Be the followers of Jesus Christ, even as he is of his Father. End of chapter 7. The Epistle of Onesimus to the Philadelphians, chapter 8, shorter version. The same continued. I therefore did what belonged to me as a man devoted to unity. For where there is division and wrath, God does not dwell. To all them that repent, the Lord grants forgiveness, if they turn in penitence to the unity of God and to the communion with the bishops. Footnote. Literally, to the assembly of the bishop. End of footnote. I trust, as to you, in the grace of Jesus Christ, who shall free you from every bond. And I exhort you to do nothing out of strife, but according to the doctrine of Christ. When I heard some saying, if I do not find it in the ancient scriptures, footnote, the meaning here is very doubtful. Some translate as above, others prefer as in a longer recension. End of footnote. I will not believe the gospel on my saying to them, It is written, they answered me. That remains to be proved. But to me, Jesus Christ is in the place of all that is ancient. His cross and death and resurrection and the faith, which is by him, are undefiled monuments of antiquity, by which I desire through your prayers to be justified. End of chapter 8. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Shorter version. Chapter 9. The Old Testament is good, the New Testament is better. The priests, footnote, an example of the Jewish priest, and footnote, indeed are good, but the high priest is better, to whom the Holy of Holies has been committed, and who alone has been entrusted with the secrets of God. He is the door of the Father, by which enter in Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets, and the apostles, and the church. All these have for their object the obtaining to the unity of God, but the gospel possesses something transcendent above the former disposition, viz., the apparency of our Lord Jesus Christ, his passion and resurrection. For the beloved prophets announced him, footnote, literally proclaimed as to him, end of footnote. But the gospel is the perfection of immortality, footnote, the meaning is doubtful, end of footnote. All these things are good together, if ye believe in love. End of chapter 9. Have been read by Peter John Parisis. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians, shorter version, chapter 10. Congratulate the inhabitants of Antioch on the close of the persecution. Since, according to your prayers and the compassion which you feel in Christ Jesus, it is reported to me that the church which is at Antioch in Syria possesses peace, it will become you, as a church of God, to elect a deacon to act as the ambassador of God for you to the brethren there, that he may rejoice along with them when they are met together and glorify the name of God. Blessed is he in Jesus Christ, who shall be deemed worthy of such a ministry, and ye too shall be glorified. And if ye are willing, it is not beyond your power to do this, for the sake of, footnote, literally, for the name of, end of footnote, God, as also the nearest churches have sent, in some cases, bishops, and in others, presbyters and deacons. End of chapter 10. The Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Chapter number 11. Thanks and Salutation. Now as to Philo, the deacon, and Cecilia, a man of reputation, who still ministers to me in the Word of God, along with Rhinus, Agapthopas, and elect man who has followed me from Syria, not regarding, footnote, literally, bidding farewell to, end of footnote, his life, these bear witness in your behalf, and I myself give thanks to God for you, that ye have received them, even as the Lord you. But may those that dishonor them be forgiven through the grace of Jesus Christ. The love of the brethren at Troas salutes you, whence also I write to you at Berhus, who was sent along with me by the Ephesians and Smyrnans to show their respect, footnote, or for the sake of honor, end of footnote. May the Lord Jesus Christ honor them, in whom they hope, in flesh and soul and faith, and love and concord, very well in Christ Jesus, our common hope. End of chapter 11, end of the Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians, being read by Peter John Parisis.